Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Mem Vav, and we are starting about the seventh line with the words of Biyani Ze'era, and the source of the daf is all the way at the end of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Biyakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. So this quar is going on the part of the Mishnah that talks about a moich, which is basically a soft tuft of material, perhaps cotton wool or something like that, that has multiple uses, which we had said in the Mishnah one is allowed to use on Shabbos. So now we have a story. Rabbi Yani Ze'era Nafal Odre De Udne, the moich, the soft tuft of cotton that he had placed in his ear, fell out on Shabbos. Shabbat, you want to put it back in on Shabbos, and his friends yelled at him. They said, no, don't do this. Why is this? So the Gemara explains, Mishum Refua, that's proper Girsa, because of Refua. They held that this is considered Refua on Shabbos, which we know is Asur, and therefore no putting it back into the ear. Since it was there before Shabbos, he was allowed to leave it there, but once it fell out, he wasn't allowed to put it back in. Now we clarify based off this understanding, Rabbi Yani wanted to say, Shemin Hushu Merape. It's direct oil that's poured into the ear, that's what causes Refua, but just Maich, some soft cotton placed into the ear, that's not Refua, that just prevents it from getting harmed, but that's okay on Shabbos. Whereas the Chum Sarvin Meimar, the Chumim, meaning his friends, they want to say, Maich Hushu Merape, it's the Maich itself, the soft tufta, whatever it is, actually is the Refua. Asking more, how could be that this is what the Machlaika says? V'loikin Amar of Yehuda B'Shem Reb Ze'era, didn't Reb Yehuda say the name of Reb Ze'era? Hachoshish Aznai, if a person has an issue with his ear, it's hurting him, maybe he has an earache or something like that, Nosin Shem Al-Gabi Roshai, he could pour oil on his head, V'loichesh, and say some sort of incantation or some sort of words that are supposed to help for Refua, U'bavachalitin Loi Biyad V'Loi Bikli, as long as he doesn't put it in his hand or on a kli, because that's a normal way, but as long as he's doing it in an abnormal way, he's allowed to do this. As we see from here, that according to everybody, there shouldn't be an issue having a moich in his ear on Shabbos. The answer is, you're right, their argument is actually about something totally different. Rav Yani saw Rav Meimar halacha k'Rav Yosi, Rav Yani thought to say the halacha is like Rav Yosi, whereas V'chavar saw Rav Meimar, his friends thought to say that in halacha k'Rav Yosi, the halacha is not like Rav Yosi. What's this referring to? So as we just said, this is a totally different machlokes. It has to do with kisui kalim, the cover of a kli, and whether or not it's mukta. Rav Yosi holds that all covers of kalim are mutter, even those without a yad, without a handle, unless it's meant to cover a hole in the ground, since it's being used for karka, it might look like binyan, and therefore the cover needs to have a handle to show that it's just meant to take on and off. But a regular kisui of a kli, you just want to cover your cookie jar, that's no problem, it doesn't need to have a handle on that kli. Whereas Rabbanan argue that all covers, even for your cookie jar, need a handle in order to render it a kli. Rabbi Yan of Argamara holds like Rabbi Yasi, therefore he felt that this ear thing of his doesn't need a handle, and it's not mukta, and that's why when it fell out, he's allowed to put it back in. Whereas his friends hold like the Rabbanan, that the ear thing needs a handle in order not to be mukta, and that's why he wasn't allowed to pick it up and put it back in because it didn't have a handle. But the Marketing is asking, how could this be the machlokes? V'loikein Amar of Babar Kahana, isn't this where Babar Kahana said in the name of Chiyah Bar Ashi, who said b'shem Rav halacha k'Rav Yosi, the halacha is a k'Rav Yosi? So how could you say the machlokes is whether or not the halacha is a k'Rav Yosi? We know the halacha is a k'Rav Yosi. As the Gemara answers, you're right, but here's the machlokes. Rabbi Yani Sover Meimar, Rabbi Yani thought to say that Adam loy asu oisek karka, a person is not like karka, and therefore this thing that he's putting inside of his ear is not like putting a cover on karka, and therefore it doesn't need a handle. Whereas V'chavar Sovid Meimar, his friends thought to say that Adam Kakarkahu, a person is like Karka. We know that an Evid is compared to Karka, and there's a number of other situations throughout Shas that we find that a person is like Karka, and therefore him putting this ear thing inside his ear is like a kisui of a kli of Karka, which wouldn't need a handle on it in order to be able to use on Shabbos. Now the problem with this is as follows, because V'loikin Amar Reb Ze'era, didn't Reb Ze'era say, Asa lo Yerbchia Bar Ashi Beis Yad L'Moich Shabba Aznai? Yerbchia Bar Ashi made a handle for this moich that he put in his ear, and Sovid Meimar Adam Kakarkahu, clearly Yerbchia Bar Ashi holds that a person is like Karka. And remember, Reb Chiyah Bar Ashi was the one who had quoted Rav saying that the halachas are Reb Yosi, and that means v'keini, is this really so? Do Reb Yani and his friends argue to such an extent? No, they wouldn't argue regarding this, so we still have a problem what's understanding this machlokes between Reb Yani and his friends. Alakini must be this understanding, Reb Yani Sover Meimar, Reb Yani thought to hold Ein Shchiyachu Mahalach Behen Arba Amos, that it's not common that it's going to fall out and that he's going to pick it up and walk Dalad Amos with it before he puts it back in his ear. Whereas V'chavar Sover Meimar, Shchiyachu Mahalach Behen Arba Amos, that it is common that it's going to fall out, that he might pick it up and walk Dalad Amos with it before putting it back into his ear. And that was their whole argument, nothing to do with Refua or Kisur Kalim or anything like that. It's simply whether or not there's a chashash, if we allow him to pick it back up, are we afraid that he's going to carry a Dalad Amos before putting it back in his ear? Reb Yani said no, therefore he could pick it up and put it back in, whereas his friends hold that we are chashash, therefore no picking it back up. Now we move on to the last part of the Mishnah, which had discussed two types of teeth, a regular Shein Toi Teves, which is just a regular false tooth, and also a Shein Shelzov, a golden tooth. And there's machlokes between Rebbe and the Chamim. Rebbe said it's permitted to go out like this, and the Chum said it's Asur. And the question is, why would it be Asur? So Amar Ravmana, Ravmana says, Shamas Tamin Rav Shmuel B'Shem Rav Ze'era. I heard a reason for this from Rav Shmuel and Rav Ze'era, but V'Leino Yadam HaShamas, I don't know what I heard. I don't remember what the answer is. And the Gemara now says, My Kedain, what was it? And Amar Rav Yasi says, Mistabra, it's logical to say that B'Shem Shalzav, the reason why Chum would say a woman's not allowed to go out with it is Sha'amdal B'Yoker, it's very expensive, and therefore Laitetze, she can't go out with it, Dinaflo Machzarasle, because if it falls out of her mouth, she's obviously going to pick it up and put it back in, but in the interim, she might end up carrying a Dalad Amos. Shabbos, so therefore, no going out with a golden tooth. The question is, what about this regular false tooth? It's made out of wood, not out of gold, and therefore falls out of her mouth. Since it's not expensive, she's not going to pick it up and put it back in, and therefore there's no chashash that she's going to carry it to Talad Amis, so she should be allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. I think our answer is there's a different reason why she's going to pick it up. Because she's afraid to tell the craftsman, the wood guy, Avali Chayri, make another one for me, because she's ashamed to show him that she has a wooden tooth and that she couldn't afford a gold one. And therefore, he nuffle if it falls out, she's going to want to put it back in her mouth, even though it's not worth anything. And once again, in the interim, while she's picking it up and putting it back in, she might end up carrying it, Dalad Amas and the Shusha Rabim. Now remember, the Mishnah also told us that a person could go out with this Gargar Melach, this piece of salt in their mouth, and it helps them with toothaches. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Rabami, we had a situation involving both of them. Chad Choshashine, one of them, his teeth were hurting him on Shabbos. Baharile Chavre, and his friend Paskin for him that he could do something to help it out. And Chad Choshash Udne, one of them, his ear was hurting him on Shabbos. Baharile Chavre, and his friend Paskin for him that he could do something about it. We don't know who said what. We don't know whose tooth was hurting him and the other one said he could do something about it, and whose ear was hurting him and the other one said he could do something about it. And now we have Rabbi Yosef, Shaul Asyonid Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. From that which we know, that Rabbi Yosef had asked the doctor of Yaakov Bar Acha, what's with the teeth of Yaakov Bar Acha, our friend? Meaning, how are his teeth doing? What could we do to help him feel better? And Mimadu Loy Amar Rabbi Yosef, from the fact that Rabbi Yosef did not tell the doctor not to do anything because it's Shabbos, and Loy Batal Min Yoymai, he didn't stop him because it's Shabbos, Havahu Dahar Lashina, it must be that it's Rabbi Yosef who's the one that paskined for Rav Ami that he could do something about his tooth, because we clearly see that Rabbi Yosef is okay with things being done for hurting teeth. And must be that the reverse is true as well. There's Rabbi Yosef's ear that was hurting him, and Rav Ami told him that he could do something about it. And now one more explanation of the Mishnah. We had said that if these things fall out, they're not allowed to be put back in. If they were placed there Erev Shabbos, they could remain, but if they fell out on Shabbos, they can't be put back in. So Rabbi Yane Pasur Lava Pilpul of Gargar Melech, Rabbi Yane explains that that part of the Mishnah is only going on these two things. If a person had peppercorn in their mouth to take away the bad smell, or that is a large piece of salt in order to take away a toothache. So since that's for a fuah, it's only allowed to be put in before Shabbos, and if it falls out on Shabbos, it can't be put back in. However, V'chavroi, Pasun Le'al Kulon, his colleagues, his friends, they explain that it has to do with everything previously stated in the Mishnah, even this moich, the soft tuft of material, that also, if it falls out on Shabbos, it's not allowed to be put back in, and this goes along with the machleks that we had on Amun Aleph between Rabbi Yanai and his friends. And moving on to Halacha Vav, the Mishnah tells us, Yotzin B'sel Shal Atzinis, a person can go out on Shabbos with a sela, which is a coin, on Atzinis, which is a wound on the bottom of the foot. This prevents it from getting harmed and scratched and hurt by different rocks and thorns. This coin is placed on the wound, protecting it, so one could go out with it on Shabbos. Another din, habanis, young girls, yotzes b'chutin, they could go out with chutin, these strands in their hair, because even though they're tied very tightly in their chatzitza, it's very rare that young girls are going to need to go to the mikvah, so we're not afraid that they're going to undo them and end up carrying them dalad amis. And afil b'kisom shabazdan, they're even allowed to go out with these wood chips in their ears. Young girls would get their ears pierced, but wouldn't wear earrings until they grew up. In order to prevent that hole from closing, they'd put like a toothpick of sorts inside, and they're allowed to go out with that on Shabbos as well. Another din, Aravios, Jewish women from Arab countries, Yotzes Reulois, they could go out wrapped. This is basically with the veil that Arab women wear, that you could only see their eyes. That's considered Derech Malbush. It's not considered a Masoi. And Umidios, Jewish women from Madai, Perufois, they could go out like this. This is a way that they used to wrap their cloak or their shawl around themselves. On one side of their body, perhaps on their shoulder, they had either a nut or a coin, and the garment was pulled from the other side to that one and wrapped around the nut or the coin in order to fasten it. And this is mutter without having to be chayshesh, that they're just trying to carry out this coin or nut. It's really part of the clothing. And the Mishnah concludes of Chol Adam. Really, any person's allowed to go out like this. Ella Shidru Cham Bahaiva, it's just the Cham said what was the norm. It was normal for women from Arabic countries to go out with a veil, and it was normal for Median women to go out perufais. But if a random woman, not from one of these countries, wanted to do this, she could do that as well. The Gemara clarifies, Yotze Misela Shalatzinis, what's this referring to? Pudagra is this type of wound on the sole, on the bottom of the foot, which is protected with the sela, with this coin. And Rav Acha says, B'shem Rav Bar Mamal, Afilu Tas, it could even be a metal plate. It doesn't have to be a coin. It could be any sort of hard metal thing that's going to protect the foot. One could go out with that on Shabbos. Continuing, Vatanin, the Mishnah had said, Habanis Yotzes B'chutin, these young girls could go out with these strands woven into their hair. And Rav Acha says, B'shem Rav Yehuda, Afilu Kar Chatzavara, even if it's wrapped around her neck, the Adi Chiddush over here is that even though it's very tight when it's wrapped around her neck, and that's most definitely Chatzitza, as we said before, there's no issue with Chatzitza when it comes to young girls. Maybe with women who very often have to go to the mikvah, we would have this issue with chatzitza, and then she might end up making it loose, and then she's going to carry Dalad Amas and Shusha Rabim. But for a young girl, we don't have this issue, so she's allowed to go out even with these strands wrapped around her neck. Now to another part of the Mishnah, Arabah, Mifkid L'Shmuel Berei, he instructed Shmuel's son, Loi Tekabel Eich Masnisa, you shouldn't accept the Mishnah upon yourself, meaning you shouldn't be Gairis, like our Girsa, that Afil Bekesom Shebaz Nehen, El rather, this is what you should be Gairis, Aval Loi Bekisman Shebaz Nehen, that the Girsa is actually the opposite, that these young girls are not allowed to go out with these wood chips in their ears, preventing their earring holes from closing up. And that's because these wood chips or toothpicks or whatever they put in their ear are considered a masui. They're not for nai, they're not for beauty, it's not earrings, it's just there to prevent the hole from closing up so they can't go out with it on Shabbos. Last thing Gemara tells us, kinemasisa, there's a proper gersa in our Mishnah, a ravias, yotzis, re'elis, and medias, perufais, and this is because some gersais, which is how we read it earlier, have the word as re'ulis, and that's what we're reading as re'elis. According to others, the original gersa of the Mishnah was a ravias re'ulis, and it didn't have the word yotzis, and so the chiddush over here is that the proper gersa is with the word yotzis, that they could go out with this veil on, which is just an added clarification of what the Mishnah is trying to tell us. Over the one more halacha, which is really a continuation of the end of the previous Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us, Pirefes hal evin val egos val matbea, she could be Pirefes, which remember we had said this is something that usually the Median women did. One side of their garment or shawl either had a stone or a nut, and the strap from the other side was wound around it, tightening the garment. So this Mishnah is telling us that she could be Pirefes on a stone, a nut, or even a coin, as long as she doesn't do this on Shabbos. But if she did it before Shabbos, she could go out on Shabbos like this. Now the Gemara clarifies, Tony Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Lo shonu el matbea ve'evin. This is only taught that she go out like this on Shabbos, but she has to have done it before Shabbos with a coin or a stone, and that's because they're mukta. And therefore, if she did this before Shabbos, it's considered batal to the baged, but on Shabbos, she obviously wouldn't be allowed to do it. Memzai no on top. Haba egos, mutter. But with a nut, she's allowed to do this even on Shabbos, meneshu metaltel, because it's allowed to be carried. One's allowed to move a nut on Shabbos, pick it up and bring it from here to there, it's no problem. You could eat the nuts, you could carry it, and therefore she could do this parefes thing even on Shabbos with a nut. Now, more about the Brava, he just clarifies, Asa Rishim Gamliel, Kerebi, that's proper Girsa. This is what Rishim Gamliel just said, is like Rebbe from two Mishnahs ago, that a woman's allowed to go with a fake tooth on Shabbos. Well, Rebbe Yomar, just like Rebbe said, Davar Shim Metaltel Mutter, someone's allowed to be moved, it's Dara Metaltel, is Mutter to go out with, that's like this gold tooth. If you pick it back up and put it in her mouth, Rishim Gamliel also says, Davar Shim Metaltel Mutter, something which is Davar Metaltel, like this egg is this nut, one's allowed to go with it on Shabbos, she's allowed to be parefes on Shabbos with it, and there's no problem. So we see that Rishim Gamliel is like Rebbe. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Ches, continue to discuss what a person is or is not allowed to go with on Shabbos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.